Title: Federal Circuit weighs in on whether the PTAB can revise its claim construction between institution and final decision. Content: In Meditox Incorporated v. Galderma SA number 2022-1165, __F.4th__, Federal CIR June 27, 2023, the case addresses 1. Whether Meditox's proposed substitute claims introduce new matter and satisfy the written description and enablement requirements, and 2. Whether the Board's revision of its claim construction position, made between a preliminary guidance and a final written decision, FWD, violates the Administrative Procedure Act, APA. Background: The patent at issue relates to the use of an animal protein-free botulinum toxin composition that exhibits a longer-lasting effect in patient compared to an animal protein-containing botulinum toxin comparison. Galderma challenged the patent at issue through a post-grant review. In response, patentee Meditox filed a motion to the board to cancel claims of the patent at issue and substitute with new claims, and requested the board to issue a preliminary guidance in accordance with the pilot program concerning the motion to amend practice and procedures. The board issued a preliminary guidance that the proposed substitute claims do not introduce new matter based on its construction of the limitations. Responder rate at 16 weeks after the first treatment of 50% or greater to mean simply 50% or greater, not range of 50 to 100%. The board concluded the substitute claims do not introduce new matter because the specification discloses responder rates higher than 50%. The board later revised its claim construction from simply 50% or greater to range of 50-100% in its FWD. And the board concluded based on this construction, the substitute claims do introduce new matter because the specification only disclosed responder rates of up to 62%. Further, the board found that even if the proposed substitute claims do not introduce new matter, the claims should not be permitted because the substitute claims are unpatentable as they lack written description and are not enabled after considering the WANs factors a skilled artisan would not have been able to achieve, responder rates higher than 62%, without undue experimentation. Based on these grounds, the board denied Meditox's motion to amend substitute claims. Meditox appealed this decision. Issues: whether the proposed substitute claims introduce new matter. Whether the proposed substitute claims satisfy the written description and enablement requirements. Whether the board's decision to revise its claim construction position between a preliminary guidance issued through its pilot program concerning motion to amend practice and a FWD violates the APA. Whether the board's preliminary guidance issued through its pilot program concerning motion to amend practice is binding. Whether the decision to revise its claim construction position was arbitrary and capricious. Whether the board's lack of notice to revise its claim construction prevented Meditox from a full and fair opportunity to litigate the case. Holdings: the Federal Circuit reviews the board's legal conclusions de novo and its factual findings for substantial evidence. In particular, W. Heather, a claim amendment satisfies the written description requirement or improperly adds new matter are both questions of fact reviewed for substantial evidence. Claim construction and whether a claim is enabled are issues of law that may involve underlying factual findings. Based on this standard of review, the Federal Circuit held that Meditox's proposed substitute claims introduce new matter and did not satisfy the written description and enablement requirements. The panel concluded that the Board's did not violate the APA. Accordingly, the Federal Circuit affirmed the Board's decision. Reasonings: the Federal Circuit found substantial evidence supports the Board's FWD that the proposed substitute claims introduce new matter. Although the Board initially opined in its preliminary guidance that the substitute claim limitations responder rate at 16 weeks after the first treatment of 50% or greater do not introduce new matter, it later revised the opinion in its FWD that the proposed substitute claims do introduce new matter. The Board's decision to revise its claim construction position was based on its findings that responder rate should be construed to mean 50-100% and the specification only disclosed responder rates of up